And now, federally mandated patriotic theater.
I remember Michael. Idealistic, a bit too naive for his own good, but a noble American hero. I will never forget his ultimate sacrifice to protect Old Glory from being soiled. I will never forget that fateful day. We just landed on the surface of Mars. Michael and I were suited up and about to become the first humans ever to touch foot on the red planet. Michael was stepping down from the ladder, carefully preparing his thoughts for this historic moment.
And just as Neil Armstrong took one giant leap for mankind, I take the next step to advance the greatness of the American way.
Hey, what took you so long?
How'd you get down here? I was first out of the hatch.
Yeah, well, I got sick of waiting, so I just used the escape door.
You complete and utter killjoy.
Yeah, whatever. Let's get this flag planted, pick up some rocks, and get out of here. I haven't had any in weeks.
Don't you have any appreciation for this moment and the human history we're making?
Nah. I'm just along for the ride because my dad bought NASA. Which one of those lights up there is Earth?
Never mind. Let's just get the flag up. You got it?
Yeah. Right here.
Okay, put it in the ground. Ow, you stupid jerk! You just ran that through my leg!
Hey, you were in the way. Try blaming yourself for your own problem.
Help me! I'm bleeding and losing oxygen!
Oh, yeah, that's gonna make a mess out of your million-dollar spacesuit. The Smithsonian will never want it now.
Help me seal the cut!
I don't think there's anything about this in that, book thingy they gave us. What they call it? The manual.
Listen, you've got to help me. I'm losing both blood and air, and I'm losing it fast. If we can tie my leg with some sort of tourniquet, I can get back to the ship and treat it myself.
So what are we going to tie it with?
The only thing available is the flag we just put up.
Selfish, unpatriotic bastard. You can't expect me to defile the flag like that.
This is a matter of life and death. I'm losing consciousness.
Well, I suppose there are those times.
Help me.
And we are millions of miles away from any other people.
Help me.
Although I think the camera is still on. And all the networks were supposed to carry this live.
Mark.
But this is a moral crisis, and it's your life at stake.
He died nobly that day, rather than get the flag all messy. Once I figured out which button turned on the engine thingy, I got back to Earth and told the whole story. Thanks to my moral decision, I was made a big hero on the Fox News Channel, and now I'm leading the polls for next year's election. Yes, I stood up for the symbol of America that fateful day, and I didn't even need a constitutional amendment like the one conservatives try for year after year. You're probably wondering, how could I let Michael die like that? Well, hey, he could have defended himself. Well, the flag can't do that. After all, it's the symbol of America. The home of the free, where all men are created equal. Well, okay, if they really were all created equal, there'd be no disadvantaged people and no need for protests, which sometimes involve flags. Well, I'd love to tell my fellow members of government to put more attention on helping humanity, improving education, lowering tax burdens, yet finding ways to help people who might be down on their luck until they're able to help themselves. Of course, then I'd never get to be a presidential running mate if I did that. So remember, next election day, my fellow Americans, that, like the dictionary, I'll put patriotism before people and flags before freedom of speech. Now, how about another scotch?